Hello, good afternoon. Is this Mr. John?
Yeah. Who are you?
Hello, hello, sir. My name is Angel, and we were calling you on behalf of Cantor Mortgage. How are you doing today, sir?
For who?
Cantor Mortgage. We are one of the lenders that receive information about a credit pull that you did for a mortgage transaction, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't know. Are you the one? Are you the one that's doing my refi?
No, sir. We are one of the lenders that we were calling you so we can provide you with our numbers. That way you can compare our numbers to your current offer because we do have some of the best rates, Mr. John. That's the only reason why
I already got assigned somebody. I already got a lender already.
Oh, you already signed up with somebody.
Yeah, but what is your rate?
Okay, Mr. John, this is what I'm going to do, sir. I'm going to have the licensed agent with us here on the line so he can give you those rates real quick, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one quick second. And were you looking to purchase a house, cash out, or do something else?
No, man. I'm just refinancing my house just to do a consolidation.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, perfect. When the agent comes on the line, I'm going to introduce you to them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect, sir. And that way you can ask him any question. Hello, sir. I have Mr. John Swan on the line, and he would like to hear the numbers that Contour can put together for him. He's on the line with you. Can you take it from here?
Sure.
Okay, Mr. John, you are now connected, sir.
Okay. Young man, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, John?
Great. So let me just say what happened. I wasn't particularly happy with what they did, but they did it. It just got finished. Took me almost a month and a half to get this refi.
Mm-hmm.
This is my game plan. It's at 12.5, which I think is pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just refinancing a house I already own.
Okay.
I've already had it appraised.
Sure.
They didn't really give me what I wanted.
Okay.
But that's here nor there. I think I got $80,000.
Okay.
It's going to save me $12,000 a year by doing it this way because I get to pay off my car, credit cards.
Sure.
And it leaves me with some cash. But here's the thing. I'm going to refinance this loan again because 12.5.
Okay.
I just want to keep lowering the interest rate.
Did you close on the loan? Is the loan
tomorrow
closed?
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Well, so, and,
I mean,
and it's a first mortgage?
It's what?
It's a first mortgage?
I never had
like,
a mortgage on this.
Okay, but it's not like a home equity line of credit or anything like that. It's a fixed
No. It's a straight refi.
Okay.
In other words, they're going to put a lien on the title.
Sure, of course, yeah, that's what we do here as well. But 12.5 seems way high.
I know, so what I was going to do, whatever it is, whether it's a month, whether it's 3 months, a year, just hold it and then redo it.
Well, so I'm just trying to understand why it's so high. Like that, you know, like
because
today,
it's a mobile. Okay, here's the thing. Oh. This is a mobile home.
Okay.
No, it's old. It's older. It's like 1959 with two pieces added on to it.
Okay.
So this is called a high cost mortgage project that where you can put a mobile home in it. I've had a hard time trying to borrow money using this house because most banks won't take mobile homes because it doesn't have a foundation.
Without a permanent foundation.
That's the conversation
that's why,
I've been getting.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So the 12.5 is like it cuts the interest rate of the credit cards.
Sure.
And the car loan is at 17%. So it just knocks all that out for me. Like I said, it saves
right.
$12,000. I plan
right.
to redo it, though. I want to redo okay. it again to get it back. You know, I want to keep that's what they do, right?
Sure.
That's
sure.
how you make money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to, if you text me your name and number.
Sure.
I'll hold it and you'll be the first call. I'll make the call to you. How's that?
Okay. Sure. Yeah, we can do that. Now, as far as the home itself, though, you said it's not affixed to a permanent foundation.
No.
Okay.
See, you got the same problem.
Yeah, yeah, we would have the same issue for a
see that, and I don't
manufacturer.
Understand that, right. I don't understand why it's like that because it's stationary, ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Well,
so how's it secured? Are the axles still on it? Are the wheels on it? Or how is it secured?
I don't know what's on. It's just, I don't know. It's been there. I bought it there 13 years ago.
Okay, but it's not on wheels or anything, right?
It's not on wheels that I know of. I don't go up under there, man. I don't care what's under there.
Okay.
I never even looked up under there. But here's the thing. Part of my kitchen is on cinder blocks. Part of my kitchen is on cinder blocks, and one of the additions is on the concrete slab.
Okay.
And there's no straps. It's not strapped down to nothing. One company told me one time that since I'm paying an HOA fee, there's an exception. I heard that.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, but I have a mobile home sticker in the window.
Okay.
So if you and that's the reason why I roll with these people, because they hook
sure.
me up.
Okay.
I mean,
I can send you, you know, my information, you know, text you my business card, and you know, when you're ready to take a look, we can see what we can do. You know, obviously, a lot's going to have to depend on whether it fits the particular guidelines for you know, manufactured housing. But we can always take a look and see. Is it single wide, a double wide?
Single. I mean, it's like 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
Now that they see it, there's been two sections added.
Wide. Okay.
It's not a double wide, though.
Did you get an engineer's cert when they did the home for
no,
you?
No, it's just.
Make sure everything... Yeah. Okay.
I already
it's
had an appraisal.
We could lend them. Sure.
It's appraised for $135,000.
Okay.
I had it all redone on it. I got all wood floors, brand new kitchen, mm-hmm. brand new bathroom, plumbing done underneath.
Sure.
I mean,
okay.
Believe me, it's it ain't going nowhere. I'll tell you that.
Right.
But
okay.
yeah, so just what do you want? My email
yes.
address or?
Well, I can just text you a copy of my business card.
Okay, please do. Okay.
All right, and then. You know, when the time comes, give us a call and we'll see what we can do,
okay.
if anything. But yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
No problem, man. All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Right. You too.
All right. 10-4.